We are on Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Tana Rabban. Daf Lel Ablag Gemara. 3 lines at the top. Tana Rabban Gemara. Yisrael. We learned Yisrael Shalov V'Moyis Min HaNochri. An interesting Gemara. A Yid borrowed money from a Goy Beribis with interest. With interest. And what happens then? The Goy converts to become a Yid. You're not allowed to pay him the interest because you're paying him interest. But what the Goy did was, he already had a Yiddish cup before he became a Yid. V'zok von Allah bin Milva. Let's say he lent the Yid $100 and 20% interest. So now you owe me 120. Let's rip up our contract and write a new contract. You owe me 120? Not you owe me 100 plus $20 interest.
Oh, so now when he's Megayer, that's all.
Oh, then he's Megayer. Exactly. He waited to get. It goes like this. Im koidim shen this guy is zokin al milva. Before he converted, he already turned it into a new milva. He collected a whole lot. Avim la'achash shen this guy is zokin al milva. After he converted, that's when he, let's swap, you know. Then goivis aken and gazaribis. In fact, this is the test of this guy who belongs to be Yid enough. He already has Yiddish a cup. Likewise, Nochri, a goy, shall love him, buys me self a cat. A goy borrowed money from a yid, bith ribis. And the zokfen all of the milva, and then they turned it into a loan. This guy became a yid. Im atchaloin, this guy before he became a yid, zokfen all of the milva. So now, as a yid, he owes not $100, $120 to another yid, and goy is a carrying a ribis. Then the lender is entitled to collect the full amount. If after he converted, he then the lender made him turn it, you know, change into new. And goy zaken goy zaken ribis.
So you have to be careful lending money to a goy with ribis if you think there's a chashash
he might be a higher. Rabbi Yeshi says.
They'll check his financial.
Rabbi Yaisi, you're a fountain of knowledge, Ezra. Rabbi Yaisi says, Nochri shall love the mois me Yisrael beribis. Rabbi Yaisi agrees. He says, if a goy borrowed money from a yid with ribis, regardless, he has to pay the ribis. Even if he's a chacham and he swaps it around to the shtar, and now he becomes, let's say he's talking over milva, and then he becomes a yid. So we said before, what happened if he swapped it around after he became a yid? We say you don't pay the ribis. So the Yeshiva, no, he'll always pay the ribis. You know why? We'll see in a minute. As we have a rule in the Muka Imoy. Why? My title is, what's the fun of Rabbi Yaisi? Why, if he was Zuckel and Milvan, then he became a Yid, why shouldn't he pay the interest? You know why? Why is it that if he was a Yid first, and then afterwards he's Zuckel and Milvan, we say you don't pay the interest? And Rabbi Yaisi says you do. Why? L'chayda owes it. Kedesh l'yayimru bishvim o'oytsev this guy. People say, you know why he became Jewish? Because this guy owned ribis, and he would save himself a couple of $1,000 if it becomes a yid. It was worth it. There was nothing genuine about his gaiters. So therefore, we say, regardless, he'll always have to pay the interest. And because he always has to pay the interest, because he's not Issa the Raisa, because when he borrowed, it was a guy anyway. And therefore, because he always has to pay the interest, let him proceed and pay. Tana Rabban learned. That nobody argues. Because there the guy loses. What incentive does he have? He loses interest.
Have you a right to start that?
You cancel the. I owe you $120. That's all.
So why can't you originally write a star like that?
That's not how this works. I lent you $100. How do you write a contract?
A lot.
No, but the loan changes. Now that the transaction's over, the state of being now is you owe me $120.
Whether you
start. It doesn't matter. Star's not the right person I want. But originally, when I lent you the money, I wrote what happened. Talk about we learned. Shtar shekosa by ribis. If you have a shtar that's written the ribis coins in oinsai. Let's say the malva defied the halach and the tater, and he lent money to another yid with ribis. So very interesting. Machlek is a coins in oinsai. We penalize him. The ainu goy veloyes a keren veloyes a ribis. Not all with a shtar. Machlek is a shining means that he loses the cat and loses. Can he at least use this shtar to prove that you owe me money? Or no, but he cannot collect the keren from Chasim Shabbadim. He cannot collect the ribis. The whole shtar is disqualified. But can he use the shtar at least to prove that you owe me $100? Or you can't even do that. Machlek is a shame. Divir Ameir. Long taste on it. However, the Chachamim say, "Goyves a keren ve'enu geis ribus."
The Rebbe is saying it's not implied that there's a kind of punishment; you can't even get
the keren. It's a class. The pizza paper is worthless. I wrote the papers written on.
Yeah, therefore,
that's cancelled. Why did that cancel? You still owe me money. Why is it get cancelled? Question is, of course, you owe me the money. The question is, can I use this contract at least to prove that you haven't paid me yet? Because Starcha b'yodi, my boy. The halacha like I made, even though the halacha like I made gezeirosa, but this is knas, not the gezeira.
So does the loiver have to repay these?
Of course, he still has the money. He doesn't change. He doesn't.
So all you've done has been battle of star.
So you take. You have no longer the koyach to go on mechasu shabadim. You know all the dinim of a star. The mic and the chacham say goy v'sa keren. The chacham say no, he cannot collect the ribbon. Why shouldn't he collect the keren? The mic and mifgi the mayor so I can't sing and het teder shemisuda. The knas goes all the way that even the het part of the shtar also has been cancelled. Rabban Savri, look, cancel the shemisuda. You don't cancel the het because of these. The Gemara, okay, tonight we learned the Mishnah. We had beginning of Shon as well. We learned. If I lend you money in the Chedosh Kislev and I predate it to Chedosh Cheshvin, it's a terrible thing because then you can go start collecting from fields that were unsold from Cheshvin onwards, which is not right. So, Psulin, the apostle. What do you mean, the apostle? The apostle, Rashi says the apostle means that they cannot collect from the Chosim of Shabbatim, but the Shtar itself is kosher. Tesalim, Psulin means that the whole Shtar is useless. You cannot collect at all. Not even from the later day. You can't collect it all. The whole shtar is possible. There's no shtar here. Because the word possible means it's possible. And I'm a chodik chain, but if I post-dated it, then for sure it's kosher. The only one who got hurt by it is the lender himself, because he can no longer collect from the properties.
If you can't collect,
and
there's no shtar, can the borrower use this
as an excuse to pay? No. Why can't you pay? Still owe the money. The question is, do we have a shtar here at all or not? At least to prove that part. Now the question, according to Chachamim, why should we puzzle together? He, the government's marishan, okay, he's not entitled to collect money from the date on the shtar, but let him bring witnesses exactly when the loan took place, and at least be entitled to collect from the chasid shabbat from that date onward. This is a mail. Very simple. A mail cancels even the good part of the shtar because of the bad one. You cannot collect even from the true day of the transaction at all. Because of this knas. Rabbi Yechon says, no, if it's a banan. Here's different. Gzeida Shema Yigbe Mizman Lishon. Here we are concerned, because the date that's recorded in the shtar is the wrong date, and not everyone remembers to ask or bring witnesses when the transaction actually happened, so mistakes will arise. And because mistakes will arise, we decided to cancel the entire shtar. Even Chum, we might cancel the entire shtar. Mashenke, when there's a shtar that says clearly $100 loan, $20 interest, then they will collect the loan, won't collect the interest. No mistakes will occur. Hogavah was a person, the mashkin, the pardis, the chavre, a person who gave a mashkin, a pledge, a pardis, an orchard to his friend, ochlet plashni. No, it was Reuven lent money to Shimon, and Shimon gave him a security, he gave him a property, and Reuven was there for 3 years. Now, remember, we're going to learn more because about him that if you're 3 years on a property and you no longer have a contract, you're entitled to keep it because people lose contracts for 3 years. Are you going to say to me, where's the contract? I lost it. After 3 years, I lost it. And the fact that I was there 3 years, he never complained, is that I, that's Takamai.
You also have a time that I bought this field or that I had a star.
That's what he's going to say, as we'll see in a minute.
No, he didn't complain only because it was a condition of the...
You'll see in a minute. Amalei, so the lender, I said to him like this, I'm not going to steal the field from you, but I'm forcing you to sell me this field for the market value. Because if you don't sell me the field, I am going to tear up the star. I'm going to tear the star of the loan. And I am going to keep this field and say it's sold to me. If I tear the shtar alone, how am I going to prove that? I have Adim that I lent you money. And the shtar will be, I lost the shtar of the whatever it is. And I'm going to say that I bought this field 3 years ago. And they're going to say, where's your shtar? I lost it 3 years ago. So he said to him, "Im zabnidli neli mutter, if you sell to me now on the market value, fine. V'loi, kivishalei l'shtar mashkanta, I am going to conceal the shtar that says that this was a pledge. V'amina l'kuchi b'yadin, I'll argue that I bought it." But this borrower was a clever guy. What did he do? What did he do? The following. Uzli went, come Aknil bin Cotton. He gave it to his son as a gift. He gifted it to his son. Okay, and he wrote a Shtar Matana. Dated today, which was, let's say, the month of Tavis. And then, Vahodazov the Nela. Then he turned around to the lender and he said, yeah, for sure I'll sell to you. But 3 weeks later, he sold it to the lender with a contract. But the date is 3 weeks later.
That's the Chosh Mishum. It's already...
Not the Chosh Mishum. It's already given a gift. It's not my field to sell you. The whole thing was a sham. Zvina vaday loy have his zvina. So the shailagis, the sale that he sold to the lender definitely is not a sale because it belongs right to his son. The question is zuze. But now the lender turns around to the buyer and says, "Hey, I gave you $1,000 for the field because it was a real genuine sale. I gave you $1,000 for the field. You owe it to me." The question is it like there's a shtar over here? And if you cannot pay me, I can go to the Chasid Shabbat, let's say during these 3 weeks or the next 6 months before, while we had our case, you sold properties. Am I entitled to go to the properties? We say there's no shtar. The whole shtar was a sham. There's no shtar at all. So it's a milva peh, and this guy can become bankrupt and the lender will lose everything.
He got double crossed. He tried to outdo him. He got it back.
Exactly. So it's very hard to have sympathy for the lender here. When he used these strong arm tactics. But nevertheless, this is what happened. So this Lubara was a clever fellow. So Chayli Zuzi, the money that he paid for the purchase, is it Kim Milva Bishtar Dami? Because there was a contract there for a sale. So it's like a Milva Bishtar Vigayvin Chasid Shabbadim. So therefore, the borrower doesn't have the money to return to him, he can go to any Chasid Shabbadim. My Dilma Kim Milva Pedami. Since the Shtar is a sham, there is no Shtar here. And the Eina Gayvin Chasid Shabbadim. Isn't this the same thing at Ravasi? The Amar Ravasi says that Moide Bishtar Shekasu, if the borrower admits that the shtar was written on, then the malva no longer has to bring any evidence that the witness, what happened with the leiva says the shtar was the malva produced the shtar. The leiva says, yes, the shtar is real, but I paid you back. So according to the Ravasi, once the leiva said the shtar is real, the shtar is authenticated. And now that the leiva said I paid you back, we don't believe the leiva because why is the shtar sitting in the lender's hand? So moide b'shtar shekasu ein tzarich legaima, you no longer have to ascertain it. No, we don't say that. No. We had the machlekes in Ksubas of Chabbeis, Chafalif. Whether we say Moide B'shtar Shekasu Tzorich L'Kaima, Ein Tzorich L'Kaima. One day it says because Migui, and the other say it says no, because Eidus Misha Nechir Eidus of Bezen. I mean, the moment you say the Shtar is right, it's not because you made it right. It's the Eidim and the Shtar that make it right.
So you're just being Moide to the Kiyum Eidim, that's all.
Because Kiyum Shtar Zoyin the Rabban. Then so what? We gave them in the chasim shabadim, and now the lender, based on that, can go ahead and take them to chasim shabadim. So we hear the same thing. The borrower is meida that he sold the property to the lender. He's meida he did the property lender. So even though we'll say the shtar is canceled and it's a sham because he sold a property that he had no right to sell, nevertheless the shtar is good enough because he's meida. The leiva is meida. The shtar is good enough that what? That the malva can now collect from any nechasim that was sold after the day of that sale. Says Gemara Amar Rava, "Mi dami, what he compared? Ha, some nitin lekasev over there. In the case of the loan, the shtar was legitimate. Ha, chalin lekasev here. When the borrower sold the property to the lender, whose property did he sell? His son's. So the whole shtar was a sham. He didn't sell anything. So therefore, there's no shtar at all. How can he collect the chasid shabbatim? There's nothing to talk about. There's nothing to authenticate. There's no shtar. What's he made? He's made that he went through the motions of a sale, but there was no sale here." He sold his son's property.
When you give it to your cotton, is the cotton able to be clean of his field?
Who's anything about a cotton?
He said he can't.
A
cotton can be clean, it can't be machna. We had that in Tsukas.
Yeah, but. The cotton, I don't think, means here very young cotton. It means it's his young son. I don't think it means dafka under bar mitzvah or anything like that. The fact that the cotton is clean. And das acher is machna also as well. It's clean and it cannot be machna. He said over this whole sugya, I understand. So you're telling me a ma'aseh because there's no shtar. Said the reason why the chachamim made in the case of shtar mukdamin. The reason why shtar mukdim is no good is because maybe he'll go to the original date, which is not right. Why do you need to say that? If this is a svara that a shtar that should never have been written is not worth the papers written on, then just say the problem the shtar mukdim is it's not a shtar. I'm like, Hachi Hashtar, what are you comparing? Hasam Nihidala Nitin Lekasev, the Shtar Mukdim, the Shtar is legitimate, everything happened correctly, the date is wrong. So it shouldn't have been written that date. Ms. Marishan's only problem is a detail on that Shtar, the date. Abel Nitin Lekasev, Ms. Marishani, but had they changed the date, it could have been written. Hachala Nitin Lekasev Klau, what are you selling? The whole transaction was a sham. There's no Shtar here. There's no shtar whatsoever. And therefore, how in the world is the malva going to go collect from the chasim and shabadim when nothing happened? So the loan, the $1,000 that he gave to the borrower was purely a loan. It was not a transaction of a sale. A lot of Tanya, we learned, we had it in a few places, that if somebody steals somebody steals property and he's unsold it to somebody else, and then the true owner, the Nigzel, goes over to the person who bought it and takes the property back. The person who bought it from the Gazan then goes back to the Gazan to get back not only his property but also the money he invests in the property and the produce is l'shevach kakos. And so the din over there is, when it comes to the property itself, he can go to chasm shabadim because he sold him with a chreis. When it comes to the investment he put in the property and the improvements, then he cannot go to chasm shabadim because he has to protect the lukuchas.
The fruit as a lender, he had the produce. Was that enough to discharge?
We already had before, whatever arrangement he had, chiyosa, whatever arrangement he had. But it's all written in the shtar. If he conceals the shtar, there's no arrangement. Kate said, how's it work? How did you go to the Chavari? You stole a field from your friend, and Mochalach, you sold somebody else's Vishbicha, and you improved it by the Yetzirah Yodah, because you gave the Ked of Chashabadim, the Ked, and the principle you collect from the Chasim Shabadim because it's a proper sale. But the Shevach gave him in the Chasim and the Chayim. When it comes to the Shevach, you can only be gave from the Chasim and the Chayim. Nobody cannot go to Lekuchas because it's not fair. They don't know how much to set aside for you. Name, Loinitin Lekasiv. Why did we just say that? It doesn't make sense. This Gazlin sold a field that he had no right to because it was a stolen field. And you just said that for Loinitin Lekasiv, there's no shtar. If there's no shtar, how in the world can the Lekeach, what right does the Lekeach have to go to the Chasim and Shabadim, to people who purchase properties from this Ganif? What right does the Lekeach have to go to them when there's no shtar here? Because Loinitin Lekasiv, what did the Gazlin sell? A stolen field. The stolen field is not here, just like this guy over here sold his son's field, and we say it's a sham, and nothing, there's no shtar, and therefore you cannot go and collect from the Chasim Shabbatim. In the case over there, the Gazan sold a field that was stolen, so there was no sale, so when the Lekech loses his field, the Lekech should only have rights directly to the Gazan. He has no rights to go to the Kuchas, because there's no field. But Hachi Hashta, Hossam there, we already said before that there the Gazlin actually fixed it up. You know why? Ilam Adam and Nichol and Likari, you don't know people call him a Gazlin. So they, or in the Mandam Nichol and Likari, you want people to trust him. Is in a Faiz Lele Mari. What the Gazlin would do is, after he sold it, he would go back to the original, usually. Not obviously not in this case, but usually we go back to the original Nigzel. Umaykim Lelishtara, and he will pay the guy out for the field so that his sales should remain intact.
So the Lekuchas have done nothing wrong. They keep the field.
So this Lekeach,
the Nigzel gets his payment.
Exactly, and therefore all the Lekuchas are responsible because it's a real shtar. He turns it into a real shtar. Over here, what's the guy trying to do? He's trying to. This lender uses this strong arm tactics to force the buyer to sell the property. So, what's the buyer trying to do? To play a trick on the lender and not to sell him a property. So, why in the world would you authenticate the shtar? So, there's no shtar here. The whole thing's a sham. Mishnah. Ein poiskin ala peiris. You're not allowed to make up a price for peiris. Achayetze hashar. You're not allowed to make a price of payers. Achi yetzeh hashar, which means I cannot sell you payers, and unless the price is out there, the price is everywhere. Established market value. Because if I sell you right now the payers, and it turns out in 3 months from now the price goes up, and since you prepaid me, you're going to get today's price. Comes out that as if I borrowed the money from you. It looks like I borrowed the money from you, and you got it, and I'm paying you back in ribbons. I'm giving you extra fruits. Because if you would have bought the payers at the time when I sold you whatever it is, there's no payers, there's no price then. But if there's a fixed price then, so then since there's a fixed price, you could have bought the payers, these payers at that time anywhere in the world or anywhere in the city, you could have bought the payers. So by me holding on the money and 3 weeks, 3 months later giving you that payers, you know, there's no advantage here. So there's no ribas, there's no advantage because you could have, when you gave me the money at the time when you lent me the money, you could have got all these payers for that price. So therefore, 3 months later, I give it to you, there's no ribas here. There's no sign of ribas. Yes. But whether I have to have it or not, no. But there's two conditions, two options. Ain place can not pay this either at Yotza Hashar until the price is out there, fixed in the price out there. Yotza Hashar place can, if the price is out there, yes, you could be placing. But Afa Pisha ain't literally, now even though the borrower doesn't have any pay, doesn't matter. But the lender has no advantage by letting the borrower pay him back with payers in 3 months from now when this lender could have taken this money and gone to any another store and picked up these payers for that price. Okay? Or the other way is if the borrower has the payers in stock. And even though the lender could have bought the payers right then and there, taking it home. So even though he waited 3 months, then he takes the payers, there's no advantage. No advantage here. So the Mishnah Vayte, what about Hayut Chilakaitzi? What about if this borrower was from the first people who went to harvest, and therefore the price has not been established? Poisek Ima, this is the only way you can establish that I'm going to pay it back with fruits. Either you Poisek Ima Al HaGodesh on the pile, if the fruits are already piled up and harvested by me, so even though there's no price out there, because the fruits are right here right now, I'm prepared to sell to you at this price, but waiting 3 months is no advantage to you because you could pick it up straight away. Or Al HaOvich Al HaNavim. In other words, all of these things, if it's already prepared, you could have bought it right then and there. But it doesn't have to be 100% prepared. For example, HaOvich Al HaNavim is a large keli where they gather all the grapes together before they actually press them. And while they're sitting there, they're all sitting on top of each other and they're starting to slowly let ooze out all of their juices. And this prepares it for the thing. So already it's set aside. So you could have picked up the grapes right then and there. Or a matzah, they said the same thing by olives. You pray this big vat that you put the olives in, or ala beyim shol yaitzeh, the little things that they use to prepare the cement, that is a little kalim called beyim. And in other words, it's a step right before it's completed. Falasid, or on the lime, the plaster, mishas shakul bekifshin, once you put it in the oven, even though it hasn't come out yet, all of these you're allowed to do it because it's already here right now. If you want, you can take it. There's no advantage of waiting 3 months. We can also work out a price on the fertilizer a whole year, even in the summer, and with the weather, it's the winter, or sorry, even in the winter, you can. In the winter, it's still moist and dry yet, you can. You can never, unless the borrower actually has fertilizer sitting there, so there's no advantage in waiting. So what are they saying different than Tanakhama? The Chum hold that in the summer you can, because it's all dry, you can use it, but in the winter you can't. Very interesting, the word Shar HaGvoya. Because normally Gvoya means the highest. You think the most expensive price. It actually means the cheapest. It means like this. I'm going to give you now $100 for the fruits, but I make up with you. Exactly. Gvoya goes on the produce. I'm giving you $100 for the produce. But when I'm picking it up in 2 months from now, if the price goes down, I want the benefit of that price, the new price going down. So there's no ribis here, forget. I'm getting when the price goes down. Yeah, so the... No. Yeah, the seller loses. I can make up with you. You don't have to even make it up. He gives him an ultimatum. Comes in 2 months. Either ten li b'kazeh, either give me the new price, or ten li myself. I'm canceling the deal. I'm Misha Potter. Here there's no Misha Potter, because Misha Potter is used time in the Veltadine. But if you're doing it for a valid reason, because and you always anticipate market fluctuations, it's no business practice. There's no Misha Potter here. So you don't have to make it up. He comes along and he says, you cannot make up a price. If there's a price in the marketplace, you cannot lend money based on the price. Even though Al Mishnah says, if Yotza Shar, no, Al Mishnah says Yotza Shar, you can. And yet he says, Shar Shabashuk, you can't. You're going to ask what's going on here. Says the Gemara, are you saying that even in this, you know, there's like these small little village stores, which, you know, they don't wait for the established market, they make their own price, milk bars.
This is like a wholesale.
And that, no, there's like a smaller store. And Durko's is where they, yeah, it's like the Footscray Market where they, all these establishments are there, and there they set a price. So usually their price, when they set it, is permanent.
A butchery.
Sorry?
It's a large provider.
Yeah, it's like the Footscray Market. It's like which is established. This is the sets the prices in the city. But they're the ones that set the price for the city. That's the whole vert. Look at Ashi. Kiduchim is Itliz Rabbe Godel, a large area over there. Oh, yeah, it's usually a warehouse. Yeah. So anyone right? Amalei loy no. No, that's not what I meant. Amar Rabbi Yechon Ella b'shuk shel ayores l'kvi terayu. We're talking about Amar Rabbi Yechon Ella. What's he talking about? B'shuk shel ayores. He's talking about the villages where they have even for ayores, but the only little small tiny little markets. L'kvi terayu. Their prices are all over the place. It's not yet established. It's not prevalent. So therefore, you can't easily say, "Oh, there's no advantage to the guy giving him a price of 2 months from now," because he can buy it anywhere. He can't buy it anywhere. Just because one store has it doesn't mean anything. Well, the man decided, I'm going to ask the question, how do you even have a half minute? If you have a minute, was that even in a large market? It's established. That's it. So what's that's still not allowed to make arrangements. So what's shot in the Mishnah you're allowed to? Ela maslis in the Tony ain't poiskel apes achi yotza shah poiskel is clean the Mishnah the yotza shah you are poisking. Heichi mishkachas la maslis in how the world are we going to, when would the Mishnah be saying that? Well, that is bechiti weed from Akalbi va'arbi. In these places, from Akalbi and Arbi, over there they establish a market for the whole country. Said Rashi, Akalbi va'arbi, mishias chilu balebatim, va'oitze pedes. Leave toyach oitze seim. When all the balebatim, the season, when they all open their warehouses, usfinas boys benor hamavias tful limka, and the ships come by river and they bring it there to sell. That's what we thought the mission was. Only like the very largest commercial, not the very largest, even the mid-size. And what? The moshet havayu tarei tvei. The chilag is in the mid-size market. They have a price, but the price can change every day. You go to fruit stores, you see they keep on changing prices. And but this place, a kalbi va'arbi, when they fix a price. Because the ships that bring the produce in, they need a week or two to be able to distribute all the produce. They maintain the same price during that time. So it's a longer time. So therefore, it's very easy for this lender, if he wanted these fruits for that price, could have had 2 weeks up his sleeve to find it and buy it somewhere. Not just one day. You don't make a price on the payers. You don't say to somebody, I'll repay you with payday, actually, yotza hashar, until the price is out there, it's fixed. Yotza hashar, once the price is fixed, poiskin, I can tell you, I'll pay you back with payday, afa pisha ein lezeh nochmet. Even the borrower doesn't happen to own any of these paydays, yesh lezeh. You can, if you can't buy it there, buy it somewhere else. So therefore, the lender has no advantage whatsoever. What about hoye chadosh as ma'arba? Let's say the brand new wheat you're selling for 4 saw a seller. Brand new wheat is moist. And you got to wait till it dries before you can actually turn it into flour. So the new ones are 4 saw to a seller. And the yishon is mishalish, but the old ones with 3 saw and a seller. Ain't poiskin. You do not. So we don't want this thing here because it comes out when he, if he would have bought it now, the if he's going to buy moist, and he will get at the price of 4 saw and a seller. By the time he picks it up,
yeah, compared to 33.
But yeah, by the time he picks it up, it'll be dry already. So he's going to get the dry, which is more expensive, for the price of the wet. So there is some advantage to the lender by waiting. So he says it. So then the only time you can do it is actually yatsa shar lechadosh liyoshon. They have to be the same price.
The fact that he's storing it, and this guy's storing it for all this time,
no.
And he's also securing the purchase.
But I could have taken it right if I wanted to, and believe me, I have no advantage either. I had plenty of room by me to take it. When there's no advantage,
but you're not going to sell it to anyone else. It's mine.
Yeah. So yeah.
When you're paying, it's available. It's not that he's got to now store it away from you.
He doesn't even have it. What's that? We just said the guy doesn't even have it. We just said the buyer doesn't even have it in his house. He's not storing anything. He's going to go buy it in three months. Give it to you then.
This is not necessarily even a loan or borrowing situation, it's just a forward purchase.
That's what it is. It's really a forward purchase.
It's a forward purchase,
paid in advance.
That's right. We're not talking about a loan yet. The bottom of the page, we're talking about a loan. Rashi, or Machlek is it. Rashi. I want to buy from you new ones that sell 4 saw on a dollar. I should not. I'm going to take you now. I'm going to take it from you when? In 3 months. By then it will be dry, and really it's worth more. But I'm paying you the price of today. Looks like, because I paid, prepaid you, I'm getting a bargain here. Because even though I paid you for wet, by the time I pick it up, it's dry. And dry costs more. And I'm paying you the price for wet. So, because I prepaid you, I'm getting an advantage here. They both have to be the same price. So there's no advantage whatsoever. What about Lukutas are people who, remember we had Nachav Alav and Bezer, these are the old people who walk around the fields and pick up the leket. Yeah, they're the last people. And the Mushi, they walk around with these canes and walking sticks. So they get the dregs, you know, they get the last, the bits and pieces from all different fields. And they also went out in the market and sold it. But they were cheaper than everybody else because the quality wasn't the same. The quality wasn't good. So what about it? The Lukutas was four. 4 safra sella. Well, the chol adam shabbat, everybody else's quality was 3 for safra sella. Ein poiskin ad shi yatsa shah l'loikin l'moichir. Again, we have the same problem. You're going to pay the price of l'kutus, which is cheap, and then you're going to get the shal adam, so then you have an advantage. So the price has to be equal before you can go ahead and do that. Look, Rashi. They collect from a number of fields, and they have all kinds of different grains mixed together. It's a mess. Says, no, people don't mix. People who want good quality will never buy the poor quality flour. So therefore, there's no. You can't say, "Oh, but he could have bought Lakutas." It's not going to happen. If I order, organize for you, I want to buy the balabas. I'm going to. You're not going to give me Lakutas stuff. Omlet on Nachman, Maishna like it. He less like Yaziv like a chavre luchayda. What's the word? Why by like it? Because even though he doesn't have, I can buy it from another like it. Balabais nami yazim like it. So why can't the balabais also buy from the like it? So why should it be a problem? Why can't it be different prices? Since the whole word is that if he wanted, he could have bought the like it right now. And that's the price. So therefore, even though he gave him from the balabais is the one which is 3, but he could have given the 4. Says the Gemara, a normal balabas feels it's humiliating to walk into these stores that you know the app stores. Somebody prepays, they want good quality. They're not going to prepay for what you can get anywhere. Even though we're just saying allowed to do a business contract and forward and all that, that's because it's a sale, but not to borrow. You're not allowed to buy on Shah Shibashuk. Did Rav Huna actually say that you're not allowed to borrow? No, but you're not allowed to borrow money. It's a trade out loan, and you're going to pay me back with payers, even though the price is fixed. So the chayda, why can't you make the same chesed? I could have bought it right now. No, because this looks like ribus. It's a loan, and I'm getting an advantage. We just said that in the mission, you're allowed to buy and make a forward contract. So what's a chiluk? He says, so the chiluki looks like a loan. So the Gemara, did Rav Huna actually say that? They actually asked Rav Huna, Hani b'nei b'rav, these Yeshiva Bachrim, the Yazvi b'tishrei, they borrow in Tishrei, upari b'tevis, if they pay back in Tevis, shodi, is that permitted? They borrow money in Tishrei, and they pay back with fruits of Tevis, but the price of Tishrei, which is cheaper.
It seems Bachrim playing Kunstim with credit cards is Nishka Chiddush. It was happening already by Rav Huna's times.
Okay, so they borrowed money, but they pay back with fruits, and they got the better price. And the question was, if you're allowed to or not, what's the problem? Of course you could. Because Tishrei, they could have bought the wheat in Hini or Shili. Therefore, it's not Ribbis. So what do you tell me? Not allowed to borrow, lend money, and buying, paying back with fruits, even though the Shah is out there. Clearly said you're allowed to.
My view is, as long as they're learning, I don't care.
First he thought ain't loving. Kivan de Shama, first he thought you're not allowed to. He thought it's different than our Mishnah because it's a trade out loan. It looks no good. But Kivan de Shama, he heard Lahoda Amar Shuma Achia Amar Lazar, loving that you are allowed to borrow. Amar Iyunami, loving you're allowed to borrow. So he changed his mind. Okay, we'll stop here.